Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Parties Over today on the Odyssey app.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I hit him. Those are the words of the defendant. Four times. You heard testimony from four different witnesses who overheard and observed those statements from the defendant on January 29th, 2022. You heard testimony from firefighter Timothy Nuttall. He was trying to bag valve mask Mr. O'Keefe. He was working on resuscitative efforts to try to save Mr. O'Keefe's life.
Chad, I also thought
he
it was three times.
If anyone saw anything.
I don't know why it's four times now.
Happened.
I thought it was
and
three.
The defendant said, I hit him.
It was three in opening. Him. In opening, it was three.
The defendant repeatedly said, I hit him. Oh my God, I hit him.
It was three in opening.
That is Emily D. Baker. You can hear her commenting as the prosecution attorney there, Adam Lally.
Tell him, Emily.
Is giving his closing arguments. And it was interesting to me in that moment. And we have Emily D. Baker on with us again, normally on Thursdays, but because of what is going on and the jury is out right now deliberating, we asked Emily to come back a little bit earlier. You can find her on the Law Nerd app and then also on YouTube. It is interesting to me that you caught that. Do you think the jury catches things like that?
Well, I wasn't the only one who caught it. So at that point yesterday, I think we had over 50,000 people live concurrent on stream, and they caught it immediately. So when I see that large reaction in the chat, it was very concise that Adam Lally has said throughout this trial, I hit him. So there's a pacing to it. And now there's an extra sentence. And those are the little details that can cause frustration or confusion. But by this point in the case, if the jury's already like, no, I think she said it. I don't care if she said it two times or three times. I think she said it. Then that's interesting. And we have a little bit of breaking news. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, please.
The jury had a note already this morning.
What is
yes.
that mean?
So while we were at break and listening to a song, and you guys did your amazing giveaway that sounds like the most fun ever with Bon Jovi, the jury sent out a note to the judge and said, I need to be done by 4 p.m. today because of pre-existing engagement. So the jury is already anticipating that they might be deliberating through the entirety of today and into tomorrow, asking that they can break early at 4 p.m. today if they need to. That was the first thing they did this morning when they got in. So whatever's going on in that jury room, they're not anticipating that they're just going to be done by lunch. They're already asking about the end of the day.
And what yesterday we saw a juror dismissed. You're around this a lot more than we are. Everybody starts to freak out because here we are getting ready to send this to jury deliberation, and then a juror is dismissed and everybody yeah. cries foul. That, you know, something happened. What happened? There's the conspiracy is in. What is your experience when you see something like that?
Unfortunately, we won't know what happened till hindsight, but this happened in the Murdaugh case as well. We had a juror dismissed right before closing argument. It's why there's so many alternates. It could be just about anything. And until we get the transcripts, we won't know exactly what it is. I imagine it's frustrating for that juror to sit there for 31 days and leave right before closing. But jurors are also allowed to talk to the media. So could that juror come forward and talk about that? Yes. And we might hear that. But until the transcripts of the trial come out, we won't know exactly what it was. But it can be a wide variety of things, from scheduling to overhearing a conversation in a hallway that somebody saw it, to other issues. So it, there's no way to really know what it is until we hear it from the court and the attorneys.
Emily, you've been following every single second in this case, and in your very professional opinion, with all of that information, do you have any maybe preclusions as to which way the jury might be leaning?
It's always hard without seeing the jury's face. They are in court, but I thought the defense witnesses were very strong. They were very concise. And when you got to the last two accident reconstruction witnesses, they were incredibly well qualified and very neutral. They weren't defensive on cross-examination, and their testimony was easy to understand. And that was it. A car did not do this to John O'Keefe in the way the Commonwealth said it did. So that's the heart, really, of this case is, did John O'Keefe get hit by Karen Reed the way the Commonwealth said it happened? And if the evidence doesn't show that, there's not much the jury can do. All of these charges involve Karen Reed hitting John O'Keefe with the car. And so if it's, well, it could have happened this way, or it could have happened this way, or it could have happened that way, then that's doubt. They need to know how it happened. And I thought those witnesses were very good. So I'm sure the jury is going over all her statements, the timeline, the text messages, and there was lots of digital evidence at the end of this case that they probably want to talk about.
Have you seen the Free Karen Reed movement and the number of people that are showing up outside the courtroom now and all wearing pink in support of Karen?
I get tagged in quite a few clips, but I wanted to go into this case as a juror without a lot of outside information. So other than seeing crowds, I haven't looked at it. It's definitely not on the level of what we saw throughout the Depp v. Heard trial with, you know, a crush of almost parade-like lineup like you would see for the Celtics. You've got a parade-like lineup with, like, live animals and stuff outside of that courthouse. So I've seen pictures of quite a lot of people outside the courthouse, but not much else that's going on there. And it doesn't surprise me. This is a community very invested, not just in this case, but I'm sure in what is happening with their law enforcement with those text messages. There's got to be a lot of questions from the people of Canton, and this has been contentious, it seems, in this community quite a while, and that's got to be hard for everyone.
Emily D. Baker, go find her on the Law Nerd app, find her on YouTube, and again, you'll get that notification from that app the second something happens, and you'll get the latest breaking news.
Yes, we're on Verdict Watch.
We are on Verdict Watch. Yes, I can't believe it.
Thank you so much, Emily, for coming on. I know you're out in L.A. It's very early. So
L.A. She's in L.A.
She's in L.A.
She's taking meetings in L.A.
Hey, babe, you do you. But we do appreciate you being here.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
To be fair, it's Anaheim. It's not so L.A.
I get it, girl.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Emily.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.